Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And oh my goodness, I sure hope you guys have pen and paper, because you're in for an amazing treat. The couple that I have the absolute privilege to interview this week have built a dynamic network marketing business that truly come from a place that I think being pretty resistant to it, and you'll hear all about it, to actually truly becoming network marketing professionals. And they're prepared to jump in the trenches, link arms with their team, and absolutely do what it takes. In fact, this couple has rank advanced in the, I guess almost about the last year, right up to platinum. They achieved that just prior to the Australian celebration, and they did this with two young kids at home. So some of us who say, oh, I can't do this because I have young kids, the reality is this couple did it because of their young kids. They want to create an amazing lifestyle and being able to show their children the world, and that's part of their drive, is truly to provide an amazing life for their children, but also to impact thousands of lives around the globe, and that's exactly what they're doing. So it is my absolute privilege to bring to the line this evening none other than Angie and Andrew Logan. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hi, Woz. Thank you for having us here.
Hi, Woz.
Well, hey, thank you for joining us. I mean, again, huge, huge congratulations on going platinum. I mean, which is just remarkable, absolutely remarkable, as many of the listeners are aware, and some of them may not be. When you're hitting platinum in Isagenics, you're pushing close to $1 million a year, whether you get out of bed or not. And I know for a fact, because I've hung out with you guys since you've gone platinum, you aren't just lying in bed and saying, okay, we're done, we've arrived. You guys are still a massive activity supporting your team and helping them rise up the ranks. So thank you for being just incredible leaders.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Warren, for leading the way.
Absolutely.
Well, I've had some incredible mentors myself, and it's a process, right? You link arms with those that want it, and you help them achieve and impact other lives. I mean, it's together we all grow. So, but before we jump into the call, because let me tell you, our call topic this evening is what it really takes to go from 5-star to platinum. And I want to jump into that. But let's roll back the clock of time. And I think you guys have been in the company, what, 3.5, 4 years? Is that correct?
It's actually coming up on 5 years. Since I started.
So 4.5 to 5 years. So you've been in the company about 5 years. I know when you got in, you had some pretty strong growth. You were part of that Australian momentum, and I know we'll touch on it. I think you thought you were there, and you plateaued for a while, but then you made the decision and you busted through it. And we're going to get into all that, but let's roll back the clock 4.5, 5 years. And how did you get into Isagenics, Andrew? Like, what got you into this company?
Well, I started hearing about Isagenics about 5.5 years ago from Jen and Jono, and I wasn't interested. And so I thought, you know, I train, I'll eat clean, I'll do all those things. And the reality was that it wasn't working. So I was getting married to Angie in September. And in May, I just couldn't shift those last 5 kilos. So eventually I said to Jen, okay, give me a pack. I'll do a 30-day. You know, if nothing else, I'll lose a little bit of weight, but it's going to be hidden in the back of my closet. No one's going to know about it. No one's going to see it. And don't you dare tell me about that business opportunity again. And I'll do it, and then at the end of 30 days, I'll cancel my ownership. So that's how it's
really
come.
Now. So, and I know at the I didn't mention this, but at that point, you're running, you have your own physiotherapist clinic. And I believe Angie was a hospital administrator. So you had no desire in the business. I mean, Jen had been poking you to try it. You weren't interested. And it was the fact that you were marrying Angie that you couldn't drop that last 5 kg and you thought, okay, I'm willing to give it a go. I mean, that's really how it happened.
Basically, yeah. I wanted to be happy with my wedding photo. And I was going to CrossFit, I was training, I was eating clean, doing everything you're supposed to do, and it just wasn't working.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. And did what happened during that initial 30-day program? Did you drop the 5 kg you were after?
I dropped six kilos, so they were my results. But more importantly, I just felt amazing. I was waking up refreshed. I was lifting heavier, I was running faster. And the big thing was, I ran my own business and I'd come home just completely wrecked and exhausted, and I'd sort of fall asleep on the couch. And so this time now, I actually had energy and I could, come home and be a husband, well, a fiancé and a father to our little one.
Wow. Pretty special. I mean, so many people think Isagenix is just about weight loss, and I know you. I mean, you were already really fit. As you said, you were training, you were running, you were doing all this, and you just wanted to tighten up. You wanted the chiclets in your midsection, and what you found is, yes, you got the chiclets, but more importantly, it's the energy, right? It was you got stronger in the gym, you were running faster. I mean, there's all these other benefits to Isagenix, and really weight loss is just one small part of it. There's so much more, and that's something, I mean, weight loss is sexy, right? And it's visual and it's emotional, but these other benefits are incredible as well, every bit as much as that. So I imagine, Angie, you must have jumped in. I mean, you're getting married too. You must have jumped in and done the 30-day program alongside Andrew?
Absolutely not. No, I wasn't at all interested. He came home with this box and I kind of rolled my eyes and I said, have they twisted your arm? And he's like, oh, look, I'm just going to give it a go. And I just kind of left him. I thought, no, he can do his own thing. He's a big boy. Was I actually started 12 months later, and my 4-year anniversary is coming up 2nd of April in a couple of weeks. So that's exciting. So 5 years for Andrew, 4 for me, and that was kind of when we really started getting into things. But for me, I purely started. I was very reluctant. Andrew basically said, we were looking to fall pregnant with little Jack, and I loved my caffeine and sugar, and apart from that, I was in good general health and quite fit and lean, but I did have those vices there, and we all know that you can look good on the outside but not necessarily have good inner health. So reluctantly I gave it a go, and by the end of the first week I was totally in love. I felt incredible. So that was the start for me, and I became consultant on my first day, and that was just a very natural thing. I rang my mum and said, Mum, I'm doing this thing with Andrew and not really that keen on it, but can you do it with me just to support me? And I feel like I've got someone there. So she jumped on straight away, and then one of the girls that I worked with saw me rock up with my blender and my products, and she was, asking me all questions about it. And I said, look, to be honest, I really don't understand all that much about it, but, if you want to do it with me, let's do it. So it was very natural how it all happened, and the whole journey has actually, but yeah, that's sort of how I got going.
Wow. So you literally watched Andrew for a year before you agreed to try the products.
I did. And it's quite embarrassing to say, but I mean, I saw the changes in him. They were pretty incredible. Like, he was smashing PBs in his running and his gym work, and he was leaning down and looking good, and we weren't spending nearly as much in groceries. But I don't know. I must have been sort of ignorant, and I was uneducated on it. I didn't really know, and I saw massive changes in him, but I didn't think that it was something that could fit for me.
And clearly it has.
It has, yeah. Oh, I would not be without it now. 4 years and there's not been a day.
Wow. Now, the other thing is, it's really interesting, Angie, what you just said was when you decided to start, you thought, well, I'm going to ask my mom to do it with me, and then you had a girlfriend do it with you. Are you finding that a lot of the new people that you're bringing in, say girlfriends that you have starting, are you encouraging them to get a couple of friends to try it with them at the same time?
Absolutely, yes. And I do talk about when I first started, and I say to them, you know, one of the things that really helped me was the fact I had my fiance at the time doing it. He was my husband at the time. I said he was doing it with me, so it made home life much easier, and we could work towards, I had my goals, he had his goals, we could meal prep together, we cleansed together. It just made home life so much easier. But then I also said that it was handy having my mum there, because she's like my best friend, and she was a big support. And then one of my work colleagues. So I kind of had home, work, and family life all sort of covered with support in that area. And I really do think that contributed to the great product experience that I had, which then in turn sort of propelled me into feeling like as though it was realistic for the business side of things to come into fruition.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Because so many people that join Isagenix, they have this preconceived idea that I'm not going to share it with anyone until I get my own product experience. And I think what you did is absolutely brilliant. I mean, every one of us, when we come in, we have the ability to get our money back in the first 30 days. So why not have a girlfriend do it with you, your mother do it with you in a way to create that support? Because it is changing your lifestyle. It's changing what you're doing. And when you're doing it with a few other people, it's so much easier to stay on track. And I know you guys leverage that. And we'll get into that in a bit. But, wow, am I ever glad you decided to link arms with Andrew, because I know – as a couple, you guys have created just dynamic results. And again, I want to congratulate you. But let's get into the meat of the call. Because, I mean, the reality, going from five-star to platinum is a huge shift. Okay, things have to change in order for that, in order for your results, your outcomes to change. And I can tell you that Arlene and I went through a plateau. We were probably plateaued at five-star for about 4 years before we actually moved on. So let's start with this. What had to shift in your mind? Like we all talk about mindset and just the intention, but what mental shifts would you guys say you had to create in order to put the wheels in motion to become platinum?
So it was for us, well, like we said, we hit five star probably about 2.5 years ago, and I think we probably celebrated a little bit too quickly. But you know, we worked really hard, and five star was a spot that meant I could leave the workforce as well, so we could both be home with our kids. But then what we realized was that, like, I mean, five star was great. It was a great lifestyle. It was great with our kids. But five star also meant that we were really the only ones in our team having that success. And right. So, you know, whilst we were five star, we were able to take our kids to the beach and, you know, do those things during the day. But it really meant that everyone else in our team was still working. And so we had that realization, and we realized if we took our foot off the pedal, you know, it kind of slows down and the system a little bit. If we're not in action, it can sort of fall down the chain. And so we needed to get back into action to bring more people with us, because, you know, you don't want to be at the beach on your own. You want your friends at the beach with you.
Exactly. Couldn't agree with you more. So you're saying that what the focus, if what I'm hearing
what you're saying correctly is you shifted your focus about trying to rise up more of your team members to hit, say, 4 and 5 stars so they too could have more play time.
Definitely, definitely. And Angie sort of labels it like, you know, the freedom plan, the freedom project of how many friends and family can we have, you know, with us. And I know you have a similar thing of where, you know, if there's a rock concert on in Chicago tomorrow, how many people can I just ring and say, hey, let's go to this concert tomorrow? And knowing that you have friends and close people with you who are able to do that.
Mm. And that's a huge one for Arlene and I. It's now, you bet. Do we want to get to 3 million a year annually, 5 million a year annually? Of course. I mean, how cool would that be? I mean, think of the thousands of lives we've impacted. And it, Andrew, it is going to happen. There's no question. But the reality is we're going to achieve that the exact same way you guys have achieved platinum, and that's by rising up team members and helping them go 5-star, helping them go platinum. And if you help enough people, guess what? We're going to do better financially as well. But our driver truly is helping people. You know that. So, okay, so the mind shift part, but how about this? What daily activities did you have to shift to grow your business? Because, I mean, there's, again, and I know we have had these conversations, you guys also had to sacrifice a lot in shifting your daily activities because you guys were sort of laser focused over the past 12 months that you were prepared to go without in order to change your results. And you want to speak into that a little bit, guys?
Yeah, that was a big thing. Particularly, so for myself, I'm not a very good morning person, and Andrew got me to read The Miracle Morning. So I started, well, he's always been up at Sparrow and very productive. I mean, in general, he would be at the gym and back and breakfast and, you know, whatever before the kids and I were even up. So all of that had to change, particularly for me. We became very structured with our days, with planning. So both up early, we would be on our computers, you know, connecting, prospecting, following up, working with our team, doing different things like sort of first up in the morning. It was continuous. It was, for me, it was always changing different hairdressers. I was going to a few different gyms. We had meet-up groups, different play groups. What else are we doing? It was just nonstop. Andrew, what do you think as well?
Oh, yeah, like you say, we had to sort of structure our days a little bit more. And so, yeah, I would get up and go to the gym, and Angie would be, you know, rather than have that, you know, we all want that extra hour of sleep, right? We all just want to wake up when our body wants to wake up. But, you know, we'd made that commitment, and, you know, part of the sacrifice was that the sleep-ins might just have to sacrifice for a little bit. And so I would get up and go.
So what time were you guys getting up? What time do you guys now, over the last year, do you generally start your day?
Well, generally I would probably get up at 5:30, and I would get up and go straight to the gym. And then when I was up and gone, Angie would be up on her laptop, you know, following up, returning messages and stuff like that. And
I was
then
between 5:30 and 6. Mm.
Yeah, right, okay. And then we'd basically swap, and I'd get home from the gym, and Angie would then go to her gym, and I'd get my work done just sort of, and then, you know, that's then when the kids were waking up. And so it meant that we were, you know, we were pushing ourselves physically as well. We were making sure that we were fit and healthy. We were making sure that we were out there connecting with other people looking for health and fitness, and we were walking the talk. And it also meant we could get a lot of productive time done before the kids woke up. And so then we could have some, you know, family time. We'd do what the kids wanted to do as a family. And then we'd sort of tag team a little bit. And then generally in the evenings, again, we'd sort of swap. And, you know, Angie would have a couple of hours in her office, and then I'd have a couple of hours in my office while we tag team with the kids. So we made sure that we you know, sacrifice that bit of sleep, and you know, we were going to the gym whether we wanted to or not. But then we also made sure that we would have those set family times so that the kids had us.
Mm. Also, was morning and evenings, we had a fair bit of structure, but through the day it would vary because there would be things like Andrew would go to Toastmasters on a Wednesday morning, and then of course we were very big into three-way calls and that kind of thing, so we'd sort of sit together each morning and show each other our diaries and say, well, look, I've got to call this and this time, and then he would show me his, so we'd sort of arrange things around the day to suit that kind of thing as well. So
can I just interrupt there? So you would plan out your day, Andrew would plan out his day sort of, but then in the morning you guys would come together and literally, okay, how's this going to work? And then you may adjust a few things, but I think that's brilliant, because I can tell you from my own experience, when Arlene and I, what we like to do is take Sunday evenings, sort of, okay, we've gone through the week, we've done the kid thing, and then Sunday evening we just sit and we literally look at our next week, the week coming up, and we plan out our week, what sort of big things need to get done, this and that. And Arlene and I do this together, and the weeks we do this, where now I have in my calendar and I know, okay, Caden has soccer on Tuesday night and Creston's doing this on Thursday, and we plan out the week, our weeks tend to be so much less chaotic, because we're both prepared for what's coming up. But also, too, it seems like when we plan it out, we become so much more productive. And,
absolutely.
And it doesn't need to take a long time. I mean, Arlene and I can sit Sunday evening for 15 minutes, have a cup of tea, and go through our week, and it's set, and it has such a profound impact. I tell team members, like, taking that 15 to 20 minutes every Sunday evening can radically shift your business, because you are that much more productive that week. And what you guys like to do in addition, I guess, is first thing in the morning, just go through the day, what's changed for today, and really have your day sort of really laid out what's going to happen.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
and while I'm sure there are plenty of people out there that with Andrew's personality, and plenty out there with mine, and for someone like myself, I'm very lucky to have Andrew because he's a forward thinker, whereas I'm very much day-to-day. So, you know, he'll sit and say to me, there's this and this over the coming weeks, and I can get that, and it can be in my diary, but I can really only focus on each day at a time. Otherwise, I get too overwhelmed. So that's why we do a weekly update, but a daily breakdown for us works as well. And I guess, too, because while we were chasing platinum, as you know, life can get so much more hectic and chaotic, and there's so much happening that a daily sit down together and going through things, particularly for myself, was very beneficial.
I get it. Andrew, you were going to say something, buddy?
Oh, I was just going to say was that, you know, when we talked some, you know, sacrifices, we did have to, we did realize that we'd have to sacrifice some of our time as a couple. You know, we weren't, you know, we were going to bed at different times. You know, I might be out in evenings when Angie's at home with the kids and stuff. So we did make a thing of Friday lunchtimes, because Friday was a daycare day for Jack. So Friday lunch was our sort of weekly get together, and we would go out and we'd have a nice lunch together, and we'd just sort of plan the rest of the week, and then we'd have some husband and wife couple time, you know, at a nice organic cafe or something, have a really nice lunch together, and then we were focused for the rest of the week then.
Beautiful. So again, for Arlene and I, Sunday evening works because of your schedule. Friday afternoons works. And I think what's important for our listeners to realize, if you are building this as a couple, just find the time that works for you, okay? Mm. Like, Sunday's great for Arlene and I. Fridays is great for you and Angie. It's just find the time to and try it. Try it for a month and see how your life shifts. And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Now, there was something else that I know Angie dropped in there a few minutes back, and I want to touch on. I know you guys mentioned three-way calls.
okay? Mm-hmm. And from working with you and understanding you guys, three-way calls, it's not just three-way calls. I think in your organization, one of the things that's really helped drive you to platinum is on your team, you guys have a culture of three-way calls. You want to touch on that a little bit? Like, just why do you guys think it's so important?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it, Andrew.
I'll take it. We're just looking at each other to see who's going to take it. I remember Jackson Parr at a Super Saturday showing his compensation graph, and he had a little arrow saying, this is where I started doing three-way calls, and then, you know, the slope of the compensation graph increased rapidly after that arrow. And yeah, it's just been something, you find the people in your team who can cover your weaknesses, sort of thing. So, you know, I can talk to people about, you know, small amounts of weight loss. I can talk to people about energy and performance. I can talk to people about, you know, being a small business owner, a traditional business owner who's become a network marketing business owner. They're my strengths. Angie can talk to people about, you know, being a mum, being a breastfeeding mum who's also using Isagenix, talking to, you know, other mums about how they can grow a business around the kids and stuff. And then we have all these other people in our team who have their strengths. So it's crazy for me to try and talk to a shift worker because I've never done shift work in my life. And it's crazy for me to tell a new mum how to cleanse. Why not just put Angie on the phone? And so, I mean, using three-way calls as a great leverage point with our training because we can get people up and running so much faster with them, but also just plugging the relevant person into them because, yeah, the breastfeeding mum doesn't want to hear from the crossfitting guy. You know, she wants to hear from the breastfeeding mum. So there I have my strengths and Angie has her strengths and we have our weaknesses and we just find ways to cover our weaknesses.
And I think it goes further than that. It's about leveraging your team strengths. Like there you're leveraging each other's couple strengths, but neither one of you had, say, 30 kg or 40 kg to drop. And I know if you have someone with a bigger weight loss that they're trying to achieve, you have no issue reaching down into your team. Yes, you guys were like, say, 7-star at the time, but you would reach down and have a 2-star that's had this tremendous weight loss story, and you'd do a 3-way call with that 2-star and then with that person that you're bringing in that has the bigger weight loss. So what I really love about you two is you've sort of left your ego behind, and I think that's part of the reason for your success, that breakthrough, is that you are willing to take a huge step back and go, okay, this is now all about Nancy. Who is going to impact Nancy the most on our team? And you would line up that three-way call, whether maybe it's Angie this time, maybe it's you, Andrew, but if it's George or Mary, you had no problem getting George or Mary on the phone to talk to her. And I think the culture you've created, because it's duplicating, I've talked to Seth, I've talked to Lloyd, I've talked to these different people, they're doing three-way calls as well. And I think, oh, my goodness, right? Like, you lead by example, and that's truly what you guys are doing.
That's right.
Definitely.
And just on that note as well, I was just going to say that one of the big things as well with our three-way calls is because we've always done them and our team is doing them, and as you say, it's leveraging. So there's FIFO workers, there's people with huge weight loss stories or a menopausing lady or whatever, but we then turn those three-way calls into three-way message threads so that once the call's finished, the people that were involved in that can then keep contact going via a three-way message thread, which then can turn into a coaching thread, like on the health journey as they get going, if they do get going. But the other thing that I really love, probably the most important thing to me, is, you know, we work so hard to find people to enroll that it just, like I know for myself, and there's so many people I speak to that have said, oh, you know, I've tried this before and it didn't work for me. And in my mind, I'm always thinking, but if you'd have been on a three-way call from the start and been supported properly, you would still be going today. So, so going back to what I was saying is we work so hard to find people to enroll that to me it just makes complete, well, to Andrew and myself, it makes complete sense. That's where the support starts for us, is that three-way call and the three-way message thread to make sure that the people that are getting them going are learning, or, you know, and then it's just following along the line so they're getting the best possible advice and stuff from the very beginning, and everyone in that thread's involved in that.
Mm. And that's really strong. I think that's tremendous. And a lot of times when you try to set someone up, at least I've had these challenges in trying to get Nancy on the phone with, say, whoever it is, initially there's some resistance. But if I go, you know what, Nancy, let me just introduce you to Mary on Facebook or Tom on Facebook, and now you start that thread, now all of a sudden you've introduced them, they're corresponding back and forth. I mean, the next day after there's been some texting back and forth, getting them on the phone and actually having a conversation becomes a piece of cake. So you bet that three-way, that message thread and making it bigger can lead to so much more. And it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. Now, I know another thing that you guys did was launch parties. And we hear all about launch parties, and you bet. You can do a launch party drive. How many launch parties is our team members capable of doing in the next 30 days, right? Like, let's say the month of April, we're going to do a big launch party drive. But you guys put a little twist on your launch parties that seem to have this compounding effect. I mean, it took your results from here and then all of a sudden shot them up. Can you talk about it? Because I know you guys drove miles and miles and miles, again, sacrificing to do these launch parties, but you guys put a twist on it. You want to talk a little bit about the twist and just sort of launch parties in general?
Sure. Well, so I'll talk about how, like I said, just rewind slightly. Like we started last year, we sort of, you know, this is going to be our year, our 12, 18 month long plan. And, you know, we'll rest in 18 months time. And so we made that commitment to each other that we would sacrifice time away from each other. And so what we did work on basically is that when we do a launch party, we would make sure that we wouldn't just sort of do the launch party and then just like say our bit, you know, meet people. And then at the end of the launch party, we wouldn't go. We would stick around and then have, you know, an hour, 2 hours with the guys there and, you know, like little face-to-face business training, essentially, you know, what can we help you with? And we had a really great story. One particular that I'll always remember is I had gone down to the Gold Coast to have lunch with some of our top guys down there, and we'd had lunch, and then Seth, who you've met, said, oh, look, there's a launch party for one of our team this afternoon, this evening. Do you mind sticking around? So I texted Ange and said, look, you know, I'll be home late because I've got to stick around for this launch party. And then back to the launch party, and a few people showed up, but the only people who showed up were already enrolled in Isagenix. No actual guests showed up.
And so that actually happens to you as well.
I
just want to clarify.
For everyone. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because it happens to me, and I mean, sometimes you think, are you kidding me? I mean, and I guess that's part of my ego, and like, are you kidding me? Like, here we're doing this launch party, and we have no guests, and so, okay, so I'm glad to share that it happens in Canada. I know it's happened to Lynn Hagedorn in the U.S., and I know it's happened to Lisa DeMeo, and it clearly happens in Australia as well. Good. I just wanted to clarify that point. It happens to all of us.
Yes. it happens to all of us, don't worry. But the thing was, like I said, I'd had a long day. I really wanted to go home, and I thought, no, I'm here, let's sit down and chat to these people. And there are about half a dozen people. And one of the guys who came along had come along to support. He was, he'd had fantastic product results, but he was very, very skeptical on the business. And he basically sat there and just grilled me for an hour. I thankfully was able to answer all his questions, but you could just see the spark light up. And straight after that, he just took off, and suddenly the next week a spot came up at another training, and he was able to come along. And the week after, someone wasn't able to make University in Action with David Wood, and then he was able to take that ticket.
he then enrolled a mate in Melbourne, and this guy in Melbourne is going absolutely crazy. Like, he's a crystal manager, double PIBing every single week. Like, and I always think back to that. If I hadn't have stuck around for that meeting, you know, I might not have been able to just have that conversation. And whatever I said to him, you know, it worked, and it answered his questions. But nice. Just that shift then in our business, that then there's this whole new person who's just been able to accelerate their growth, and then he's brought in other people who are accelerating their growth, and you know, they're 7 or 8 levels deep to us, this person. And the beautiful thing about our compensation plan is that that doesn't matter. It's flowing up to us, and, you know, it's flowing up to us, and we're helping, you know, there's 6 or 7 other people through the chain that are benefiting from that as well.
Love it. Now, question for you. Let's say you do a launch party, because a lot of times when you do a launch party, you can have 8 to 12 guests out. And we know typically, I mean, if we have 10 guests show up, I mean, somewhere a lot of times in between 6 and 8 are going to decide to try the product. I mean, there's a money-back guarantee. Why wouldn't you try it? So now let's imagine we've gone through it. We end up with 6 enrollments or 8 enrollments. They're willing to try the product. Now you're staying on and you're doing a bit of a business training. Are you inviting those new people to participate in the business training? Are you doing a little bit of like a fast start training? Because I would think more times than not, the guests are staying if you're inviting them to, or are you letting the guests leave and then you're sitting down with the associates and really focusing in on them, like the people that are already in? Can you just clarify that point for us?
Yeah, sure. So we'd basically do the meeting, and we'd start, and we'd play the video, and we'd talk through sort of our results and the products. Then we'd sort of just have a little pause and say, look, if that's what you're interested in, you know, here are some forms, speak to the person, you know, we'd collaborate and speak to the person who's brought you here. If you are interested in learning more about how to get your products paid for, or, you know, get your pack half price or more, I'm going to play another video in sort of, you know, a minute or so. So we give everyone the chance that if they want to stick around and learn more, and everyone does. So then we put up sort of, you know, the new Eric Couva You Share, They Share video. Right. And then from there, Angie normally has then made like a nice little sort of spread. You know, she's cut up bars, she's got fruit, she's made like, you know, a beautiful platter. And then she'll sort of start passing it around for samples. But then we also just sort of make it very casual and just say, okay, well, look, that's the end of our formal presentation. But, you know, we're just going to stick around. We're here to answer any questions that you have. And it always just organically grows from that, because then the people who are interested will stick around and ask for the questions about the products or whatever. When they've had their questions answered, the people who have, you know, the business questions will then start answering or asking those questions. So it organically grows from that. It normally means, you know, we can be there for another 2 hours afterwards, but, you know, that's okay, because that's our job. You know, it's our job to go to these business parties and spend time there and making sure that everyone leaves with all their questions answered. So the business questions then just sort of evolve, and it becomes a training session essentially from there.
Well, can I just inject something there? Just going back to the three-way message, thread that's involved with this. If Andrew and I are present at launch parties, what's happened with what Andrew's just talked about, that's when we actually start our three-way message threads. So I'll use an example. The last one we were at, there was one of our personally enrolled guys brought a lovely lady along, and her and I sort of got chatting. And so before she left, we actually set up a three-way message thread, and I said, you know, once your pack arrives, you know, Marty and I together will help get you going. So, you know, that was just the power of that. And so she's just pushed through her first 30 days and she's loving it. She's had a few little bumpy sort of road bumps along the way. But, yeah, I just wanted to mention that that's when we sort of start some of our three-way message threads as
well. So you'll start a lot of your three-way threads with the new people that are enrolling right at the launch party, you and be it Mary and the brand new person, and you'll create a little bit of a – love it.
Absolutely love
it. Yes, because we've built that rapport and we've had that face-to-face, so then we sort of connect that way just so that they, and then, you know, their pack arrives and they get excited and they're messaging us within that thread. And then Andrew does, of course, with people that are more relevant to him. And, of course, any of our other associates that are there, if it's someone that you know, we sort of, everyone tends to do it.
Okay, love it. And that's a brilliant idea because, I mean, you're starting that three-way thread right then and there.
That's
excellent.
Right.
Absolutely excellent. Now, other question. I know you guys are really big on leveraging Isagenix promotions, no different than, last week or the week before in North America, we released chocolate chip mint shakes and we literally had 10 platinums rank advance. I know you guys absolutely love to leverage promotions that are going on. Can you just touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, it's promote the promotions. That's what we've worked on last year. And I actually think that's Brian Carruthers or John Max, or someone has that exact line in one of their books, that your job is to promote the promotion. So I can't afford to come up with my own shake, but Isagenix does, and so all I have to do is promote the company's promotion. So last year, I think, you know, when we were sort of really into that momentum, and, you know, when the promotions came out, so Choc Mint for us was the week we went 6-star, and it was just, you know, Choc Mint's been released, and we will, as soon as it was released, we bought a few and we tried it and we just absolutely loved it. And then we were messaging everyone. We're like, you have to try this. It is absolutely amazing. This thing's going to sell out. And, you know, we had it in all our groups and stuff like that. And then, you know, and that was just fine. And people were buying it and, you know, in the group, like just the excitement level about this Choc Mint. And then, 7-star, we went 7-star in August, which was off the back of a free membership week. And so, again, you know, I can't afford to give everyone free membership in our team, but Isagenix do it. And so we just said to everyone, like, look, guys, this is a perfect, this is a perfect follow-up tool. You've had those people who are on the fence. You've got those people who are thinking about it. You know, get in contact with them. Hey, look, I know you're thinking about it. I know budget was, you know, an issue for you. Want to let you know that we do have free membership. We do have discounted packs at the moment, so we can save you some money. And again, we just really promoted that promotion, and that energy and that momentum and that excitement just flows through the whole team. And that pushed us up into 7-star. So we've been, you know, fortunate that Isagenix have been putting on these promotions, and we've just leveraged off that and, you know, got people excited about them.
Well, and I think that part of the promotions, you're using the promotions also to create momentum in your team. I mean, there's one thing for a company to be in momentum, but over the last 12 months, I mean, 18 months, you and Angie have literally been really working to create momentum in your team. And obviously, leveraging promotions has been a big part of it. What other things have you done to really create that enthusiasm and like we're doing this, guys? Like, how are you creating momentum on your team? What other things are you doing?
To take this opportunity just to step back slightly. I remember 3 years ago, you and I were having a chat. It was probably around 3 years ago. And you said to me, I needed to read the book called The Slight Edge and by Jeff Olson. And I don't know if you remember this conversation, but everyone listening to the call, you really should buy this book. And basically, he talks about how, you know, success isn't just kind of one massive decision or one massive push. It's just, it's making a slight bit of effort, that slightly better decision, that slight bit of extra effort every single day. So for us, a couple of years ago when we hit 5-star, it was sort of like, yep, we've arrived, you know, like let's celebrate. And we lost all that momentum. So then this time around, when we rebuilt that momentum, we're not going to lose it. And, I mean, so often as humans, like we can be really good Monday to Friday with our diet, and then we think, oh, no, I've been really good, so I'll have the weekend off. And then I'll be really good Monday to Friday again, and then I'll have the weekend off. And we end up a year later in the same spot. And we can do that with our business as well, where we sort of push really hard and then we're like, okay, I need a week off to recover, and then we push really hard and take a week off to recover. And so we keep getting momentum and losing it. So for us this year, it was like, you know, we worked really hard last year to really create momentum. We had team and leadership development and all this work we'd been doing. We didn't want to lose that. So December, January, we just kept pushing, and we put a thing up in our group and said, look, anyone else who really wants to push, we're going to keep going through December and January. So whilst a lot of people were relaxing and enjoying Christmas, we were doing team calls, and we were, you know, we were running like let's have a blitz week, let's have a little comp to see who can add the most people to our Facebook group, let's have a little comp to see who can, you know, make the most connections this week and stuff like that. And we were running these little blitzes so that off the back of that, it meant that, you know, coming out of January when everyone's, you know, starting to feel, you know, bloated and they've partied too hard, you know, we've got all this momentum and we're the people that they want to contact. And that then led us into this huge momentum with people coming to celebration and also, you know, being able to tick that platinum goal. So we learned a couple of years ago that momentum is your greatest friend. That's the hardest thing to create and the easiest thing to lose. So once you have it, you never want to let it go. So we just made sure that we kept finding ways and little, you know, fun things we could do in our team to keep the momentum going.
Nice. Well, love it. Now, you mentioned – go ahead, Angie.
Oh, I'll just quickly say another thing that really sort of struck me and got me moving as well, apart from reading The Miracle Morning, was just thinking back to when Andrew ran his business and when I was working in the hospital. And, you know, looking back, I was so overworked, underpaid, unappreciated, you know, told when to turn up, and I never took sick days. I had like 15 weeks of annual leave banked up. And when I read that book, it made me think that I pour so much time and energy into my job that now that I'm working at home from myself, I need to put that same ethic into being at home. So that was what made it easier, the driver for me to get up earlier. And, you know, you don't feel like doing things, but when we're working for someone, we complain about it, but we still do it anyway. So Andrew's quite good in that way. He's very self-motivated. And for me, it was a good kick up the bottom. I just realised that if I applied all those things into our home business and had that structure and did it every day, it would pay off. And that's exactly what's happened. Even, you know, we haven't felt like doing certain things, that we've done them because we knew that would benefit us and our family and working towards our goals.
You bet. And it's a challenge. I mean, you talk to people that finally go full-time in this industry, within Isagenix and outside, because I have friends in other companies. And when people go full-time, there's a huge shift, and it's a lot of times people struggle because when you're working for somebody else and you have a job, now all of a sudden there's a bit of a priority to find those 10 to 20 hours a week that you're going to put into your business. Now all of a sudden you don't have a full-time job, you have all this free time, and a lot of times it's really challenging for that person making the transition to get the structure into a place to treat Isagenix like a job and actually work it, because no one's forcing you to do it. And I think that was a brilliant point, Angie.
Exactly.
You got to do it. If you want the results, you got to treat it like a job, because if you treat it like a hobby, you're going to get paid like a hobby.
That's right. And you have to question whether you would employ yourself. And the last, particularly 6 to 12 months, yes, we would employ ourselves over and over again.
You bet. I'd employ you guys in a heartbeat. I want to be able to duplicate you, let me tell you. Now, one thing that Andrew said was, you mentioned something about like team calls. Are you, Andrew, running a weekly team call, or what are you doing? Because you mentioned that you were doing some calls, so I just want to touch on that.
We're actually not running team calls, Angie and I, as such. I can be very self-motivated, and I can also be very lazy. Like, why would I run calls when you run amazing calls? So I plug everyone into your calls and the Isagenics podcasts as well. And, I mean, we listen to your calls every week. We listen to the Isagenics podcast every week. And we pop that into our team and, you know, guys, you've got to listen to this call. Like, you know, I mean, you had Adam and Jackie on the other day. Like, you've got to listen to this call. It was amazing information. And we leverage off the work you've done into those calls. Like I said, there will be times where we do little sort of, you know, concentrated groups and little blitzes. So like we did that, the sort of call blitz over Christmas in January, and which, you know, you were a guest on, and we had other guest speakers come into these calls. We will do little, you know, sort of trainings, like, you know, coming off the back of events when there's a lot of people, we'll do like little training calls. But you do
love
fantastic
it. Love
calls,
it.
Warren. So
okay, so I get what you're saying. So what you're doing is you're plugging into the Take Action Team podcast, you're plugging into other podcasts, but then what you will do is when you're going to do a drive, like say during the month of December, you'll organize, be it a Zoom get-together, and you'll do a blitz, and you'll work on keeping people laser-focused for, say, 4 weeks. And I know you do this. You keep them laser-focused for 4 weeks, and then you let it be. And then there's another drive, and you pull a group together, and you do a push again, but it's not like week in, week out, week in, because you lose people. Let's be truthful. You do lose people. People's retention isn't that great, but if you do a four-week blitz, people are willing to buy in. So I love that. I mean, guys, you've shared so much tremendous information, but Angie, I got one final question for you, girl, because I know all the ladies listening to this podcast are going to be, they want to know one thing and one thing only, because you mentioned earlier that you were changing stylists. I mean, clearly you were trying to put yourself around new people. Did you ever have your hair all burnt off your head by a new stylist? Because I know Arlene, she has one lady that she goes to, and let me tell you, she will shift everything that's going on in the world to make darn certain she gets in to see Lisa and Lisa only. So I just want to know, was your hair ever destroyed over the past 18 months?
No, it was never destroyed. But what I do I do have a lady who colours my hair like my favourite way. So what I do is I go to her for that, and then I trip around other places for trims and blow dries or treatments. So that way they can't really muck it up. But I do very, very quickly share a funny story. The first hairdresser I went to when we moved to the Sunshine Coast, I was gone for like 4.5 hours, and she had she had no reception in her salon, so Andrew couldn't reach me, and he was actually starting to panic and driving the streets to find me. And when I got home, I said to, like, you know, she was a new enrollment, so first woman, and I turned up, and he was so panic-stricken and worried. And I'm like, darling, what's wrong? He goes, you've been like 5 hours. I didn't know where you were. And I said, oh, I'm okay, and I've got a new enrollment. And he's like, I don't know whether to be mad or be happy, or I'm so worried about you. But it, you know, it worked, and she's a beautiful lady, and she's still one of our great product users and comes to our monthly catch-up, so it was worthwhile.
Well, I had to throw that in because I just know Arlene. I mean, she's not going to change stylists. There's no way.
Yes.
But again, you guys were talking about making sacrifices, changing gyms, changing stylists. You were looking to put yourself around new people, and I admire that. I absolutely do. It has been just an absolute treat. Any final comments, Sandra, before I let you go?
No, I was just going to ask, did you put that in for the benefit of everyone or specifically for Arlene?
No, that's a good question. That is a very good question. So for all the ladies, stick to one for your colour. If you're happy, stick to one for your colour and shuffle around for trims and treatments and blow dries and that kind of thing. Plus
there
they
you
do
go.
Waxing and everything else.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you so very much. If anyone wants to get a copy of this podcast, there's three ways you can get it. You can go to takeactionteam.com, and there's an email thing that'll pop up, and if you subscribe to it, Katie will just send you out the recording every week. Two, you can download Podomatic, a player, and then follow the Take Action team. And again, every time Katie puts up the recording, you will automatically receive the podcast on your smart device. And then that way you're going for a run, whatever you're doing, you can listen to the podcast. Or you can go to Facebook, Take Action Team, there, the group. And if you join that group, Katie publishes the podcasts in there as well. So with that, everyone, have an absolutely amazing week. Again, Andrew and Angie, thank you so much for blessing all of us with your time and just your knowledge. And again, continued success to you and your team. Good night, everyone.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Thank you, Warren. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. See you guys. Bye-bye.